Hello, ladies and gentlemen. It is your boy Samuel Philip, and this is Smash It. You're welcome to Smash It. Smash It is brought to you by no other person than the comedic aspect of your favorite moi. This time we'll be talking about the festive season. What does the festive season mean to you? Where I come from, festive season, which is more like the Christmas period, the end of the year, Thanksgiving for some people. But here, it is a time to show that you've achieved a lot and go out to flex it. Like, if you're locally from anywhere, it is some kind of tradition or culture to go back and flaunt to the people that you are doing well, you know. It is compulsory to take your family back home and you know, get them some nice clothes, new clothes, some show-offs, you know, give out some money to the people you've left. It's just a time to show love, but more of show off that you are making it in life. And for some people, it is time to meet jealousy in the worst form. Again, no. That's not your money. Sorry for that interruption. That my lovely, beautiful wife, she wanted to steal my money, which is exactly why she got married to me, to be stealing my money. You get it? She tried to steal this one and I caught her. You know? I used to tell people that all the money I make in this life goes to charity. Yes, I'm good like that. All the money I make goes to charity. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that my wife's name is Charity. You understand? my wife and my son's name, they are Charity. You get it? All the money goes to charity. Well, that's by the way. Like I was saying, for those of you who don't know where I'm from, Nigeria, and Christmas means celebration and show off. What is it like for you? We've seen movies, we've seen different culture, but I would like to know what Christmas is to you. Just send a picture, tag a picture, what a typical Christmas day is for you. You can tag me on Instagram at the improviser, @theimproviser, and or send me an email of what a typical Christmas period is to you. You know, it's a combination of so many things. For we Christians, it is Christmas and also a combination of the celebration of the end of the year, you know, a successful year. We are all hyped to get party after party, shows after shows. It's just that time to spend your money. You really have to spend. It is compulsory. You know, if you don't spend during Christmas, it's either you don't have or you don't have. It's just like that. You get, if you can meet a very stingy and broke person during Christmas and you see the list, it's either he's receiving or you get, they are giving. But there is always something to show. Maybe that nice shoe, that nice car, that new house, that new something must always come around the house when it's time for Christmas. You know, we don't have a form of how it goes. We don't have a structure. All we know is kill as much chicken you can. You know, Christmas is a time where a lot of chickens are going down, whether you like it or not. Over 5 million chickens go down from the 20th of December every year. That statistic is confirmed. Don't ask me the source. I am telling you, goes down. So a total of about 122 million chickens will be going down. That is almost half the population of the entire nation. So no matter how country hard, chicken must be afforded for Christmas. My name is Samuel Philip and this is Smash It. I would love to hear your reviews on what Christmas is. Is that even Christmas in some countries? We hear that some countries are totally Islamic countries. So, but Christmas is still a famous holiday. I would like to know what 25th of December is like in your country. So, don't forget to hit me up. And, I'll be having a show this month of December. Yes, three shows back to back is a comedy festival, laugh and party comedy festival. I'll be having comedy, dance, food, barbecue. You know, I do this show every year, but somehow we didn't do one for last year. But we are coming back bigger, even with three times the show. the second week, third week, and the last week of December. I will update you guys on how that is going in my next episode. But let us get it up for this. Smash It. Smash It is brought to you by Samuel Philip. See you guys. And Merry Christmas in advance. Well, I might be here on Christmas Day. Don't forget, follow me on all my socials. And by the way, before I forget, I just released a movie partially. Partially, guys. I released the movie and somehow it has a few, but it's there. Just go on YouTube and search for The Improviser TV. I released a new movie. It's called Together Forever. Yes, the reviews are awesome, and I would like to hear reviews. If you had the time to go check for it, Together Forever on The Improviser TV on YouTube, watch it. I want to see your review. Give me a feedback in the comment section. And if you have some time and you've not seen my first movie, which is A Good Way to Die, it's a student mental health issue movie. Go and look at it. I can't wait. Just send whatever you have to say in my good reviews, but good comments only. Well, send the bad comments to my email. See you on my next episode. I'm signing out for you this time, and this is Smash It. And Smash It is brought to you by Samuel Philip, aka Pakpando, aka Zego, aka okay, I have to go. See you guys. Bye. Hello guys, welcome to Smash It. I am your host, Samuel Philip. Look, today I'll be talking about overheating in men. You know, just the other Saturday morning, I was going out and while getting to my location, I discovered that my car's temperature has gone above usual. You know, for any driver, for anyone with knowledge of cars, this is one of the biggest threats to your car. You know, it damages the engine. It just fucks your day up. It messes your day up. You know, it stops you. You have this plan, but come on. Because you can't drive the car. Even though it moves, you can't drive it. If you drive it, you mess up the engine, and that is what moves the car. You're not just stopping your journey for that day alone, you're ending your journey for a couple of days till that gets fixed. Best solution to even get a new engine. Enough of those details about cars, but for me, I discovered that I would have to wait. And while I wait, everything I need to do is canceled. It's really fucked up. So what does overheating mean for men? It's a point in your life when your controls is out of limit. You can't put shit together, and this heats up, and what it does, you stop whatever you're chasing, whatever your goal is. Overheating can also be attributed to men sexually. You know, some men have default system in their radiation, that keeps them cool. So they are always heated up, either by anger, either sexually. We've heard a lot of cases relating to rape, and I can say that rape is a typical example of overheating. You get, you know, you heat, but it's burning, and you just can't control it, and you get everything fucked up, and that's just how rape can stop you to go. It's a very important topic. I had to go through that way to bring it in, because, you know, it's a very sensitive topic as well. You know, why a simple no. It's sometimes you hear people being defensive. We're only human. Sometimes we get out of our control, and some people are not wired the way you are. You know, it boils down to home training and mental disorder. I feel like most rapists are victims of mental disability. Like, they are fucked up mentally. How do you derive pleasure from someone who is not having the same pleasure as you? You know, I don't know much about this, but I think it's really fucked up. It's fucked up because here's a true story. It's a true story. The day I understood what rape really is, and I did this at a very young age, I went out with a girl. On our way home, she decided to stop by. But first, let me take you back to how we met. She showed interest. She walked up to me. She saw me, I was carrying a book, and she said she liked the book. She gave me every hint, the way she approached me, what she said, how she made her body, the body languages. They all said to me, oh, this girl wanna fuck you. She wanna fuck the living shit out of you. And you wouldn't have convinced me anyways, because she had it. She had it. She took my number, she called. When she called, she sounded like, oh, if I see you right now, I'm gonna get the shit out. She gave me every code green. She was telling me plain, pop, white, everything. She said it in every colors. I want to fuck you. So when we got in, she visited me and we started. And things heated up. We started making out. We made out for a while. And I tried to take her pants off. She did not stop me. She didn't say no. We got there. But when I was about to get in, I was right there and she said no. And that was it. I stood up, looking at her, right, with my heart on erection, looking at her still lying down on the bed. Now this is where the story got really tensed up. While I was looking at her frustrated, she was doing everything to frustrate me more. Like, she would lay down back there in bed and spread her legs wide open. She touched herself and she'd be like, come. But I was right there, and the only thing that kept hitting on my head was no. She said no. So what I did was, you know what? I'm not going to pretend that this is not an awkward moment to talk, but look, I want to have sex with you. Would you like to have sex with me? Can we have sex right now? All these questions are needing to be answered. And she said, mm-hmm. No, I said, make it three. So that I can... She said, mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. She did an extra one. I said, no, take that one back. Okay. I was just trying to take the whole tension out because... Yeah, she did everything possible to bring me back the second time. And I got in. This time I was almost in while I was in. And she threw me out. She threw me out. Like, the way she kicked me so far. She kicked me, like, back to wall. Like, my back hit the wall. She kicked me and said, no. I said, no. No, the first time. Look, long story short, I didn't ask her to leave. No, I left the place for her. I left the place for her. Few minutes later, someone else came in, a friend of mine. When I got back home, I tried to open the door. It's locked. And she's banging. They both banging. And while they were banging, she was screaming, no, no, stop, stop. No, oh no, I don't want. I said, I don't want. Oh, I don't want. The following morning, news went around. The son wept again. Eh? I think so. Let's check. Sorry.
So speaking of overheating, I mean, I'm a victim of overheating right now. That's my mechanic, and he's trying to confirm if my fan is spinning. I hope yours is spinning. Yeah, news went out that someone got raped, and since that day, I like things to go slowly. I used to be a fan of meat and heat then. But today, I'm stuck to hitting just one, which is a very happy feeling. At least I know when she means no. And when she says yes, it's yes. We don't want a psychopath. And we should make this a habit to have a conversation, to reduce, increase, service our cooling system, to reduce the issue of rape. It is heartbreaking. It is sad, especially if you have a daughter. Yeah. This deep. What deep? Okay, that was fun. I don't know. Give me a review. Tell me what you feel. awesomeesome@gmail.com. awesomeesome@gmail.com. Write me. Tell me what you think. Where you from? Well, this is Smash It. And Smash It was brought to you by Samuel Phillips. Be 31, and for a very long time I have been smoking. I smoke so much. I smoke the minimum of 10 sticks of cigarettes a day, and this year I have decided that is going to be in the past, and putting out this podcast is going to serve as a witness for this journey. Every day, every moment I feel like smoking, I'm going to record a podcast and I'm going to share my thoughts. I'm going to share how I feel. I'm going to share that in conjunction to my journey of quitting. So the first is getting on the first 3 days free of smoking. So after the first 3 days, and it's a success, we're going to push forward for 10 days, and then from 10 days it's gonna be, let's try, be on me with this journey. I promise you, I'm gonna put all my best and effort to make sure we hit it at 365 days. It's a challenge, guys. Come on board, come support me. I'm pouring my heart out. This is over 15 years of smoking. I'm about to drop that. So once again, my name is Samuel Phillip, and this podcast have been officially dedicated to my journey of quitting. So let me give us a little insight of how it all started. You know, it's just peer pressure. The first time I picked up a stick of cigarettes, I hated it so much, and I started hanging out with a group of friends that they smoke always, and due to my, you know, I was idle at that moment in my life. I didn't have much going on with me. I'm trying to figure out what's going on, you know. I'm seeing life in a different perspective. Things were being very difficult for I and my family, and the people I had around me were just not very good, and I didn't have much of a choice. Being the fact that the environment that I grew up in was not the very best, you know, it harbors a lot of people that abuse substances, and to some extent I picked up smoking cigarettes, and it became a habit that when I fell into depression, I consumed cigarettes fact, it was like my go-to. I get bored without a stick of cigarette. I smoke in the middle of the night. I smoke the first thing when I wake up. In fact, for a couple of years, I just couldn't go to the toilet without smoking. It was that disgusting, and I've been trying to fight that. You know, I made so many promises that I've broken. I made promises with New Year resolutions. I made promises with my first child, you know. It was really difficult, but this is me. This is me. I'm trying to carry you all along. And if you are in the same situation as me, come on, let's go on this together. Let this podcast be my method of reaching out and carrying you along. Let's all go in group and a mass. You can share this to someone where you feel that he or she is struggling to quit smoking. Let's get on this journey together. I'm honestly going to pull this out. I just want to share our thoughts. I want to share your story. If you have a story, come on, let's talk. I know it's a very difficult journey. I've been there. I've been trying to get through that. I've setting milestones upon milestones, and this shit is not easy, man. It's not easy. I am here to tell you guys that we can do it. It's possible. It's not good. We kill ourselves. We hurt ourselves from the inside whenever we do it. And we tell ourselves that we will never want to do this anymore. But somehow we just find ourselves caught in that rock. So this is a new year. Come on. Let's do it. Let's do it. We can do it. I know how far this podcast can reach you. But this is a method that would work. If you come on together with me, write me on my email, you know, write me on this podcast. It is, follow me on Instagram. It is the improviser, THE_improviser. You can write me on my email, AWESOMEBILLSAM@gmail.com. Just email me. I'm going to share our stories. I'm going to talk to someone. I'm going to talk to someone directly. We're going to just ask me how the journey is going. Encourage me. I'm going to encourage you. Let's have a community that we can grow globally. And I'm just going to be right here to share my story every day. Every day, there will be a segment of my podcast dedicated to this journey. So, for those who want to quit, there's a journey for us. For whatever you want to quit, it doesn't have to be smoking. It can be anything that you're trying to drop this year. Let's get on that queue. Help someone. Help someone. Try it. It's going to be fun. Come on. Every day, take a moment, 1 minute of your day to just write me and say, come on, how's this journey going? These are my suggestions. What do you think we should do? Let's just exchange information. And I'm going to put up, just let me know your story. Let's start with, let me know your story. How did you pick up smoking? I'm going to be reading out our stories on every podcast, every day. I'm going to read our stories. We're going to hear different stories. We're going to understand that we are all connected in some way, and somehow we picked up this demon that we just cannot let go. For me, I am not grateful. I'm not happy that I have this demon inside me, and I'm trying to fight it out. I'm trying to pull it out. And 2022 is the year that I have decided that I'm going to fight it to the core, and I want armies with me. We're going to raise armies. I'm going to help. Let's hit at least 1 million quitters. We don't know how long we can do that, but that is our target. That is our target. I am a heavy smoker and I am trying to stop. I know it's not easy, but we're going to get on that journey. It's cold turkey style. No day. This is the first day of the year 2022. So even if you fall, pick up from where you stop. But whatever it is, but this is my story. I am going 365 days. I'm going to be here every day as long as I get your feedback, as long as I get your support. I'm going to be here every day. My name is Samuel Philip. Samuel Philip. Like I said, hit me up on Instagram, THE_improviser. I am going to reply every messages, every stories about smoking. So, I'm really excited this year. I'm really excited for what this year holds. I am halfway into my target of, you know, whatever I have planned out for last year. But last year was really great. You know, I was able to achieve a lot. I have my son, my first kid, you know, I became a father, and that is just a journey that I've been trying to cope up with, and it's beautiful so far. I can't wait to see his face. He went to church with his mom for the crossover service toward New Year. It's a big thing right here in my country, you know. A lot of people want to spend time in the presence of the Lord, just, you know, crossing over to the New Year. It's like a tradition. It's a religious tradition for us here. And I usually get on that, but, you know, I at the point, I don't really see a big of a deal. I rather, you know, sit back here and kick off on the things that I really want to do and kick off on them really hard with that energy and push it out, you know, without a construction of mind. You know, I have never set up this goal. I've never been able to confidently come outside to talk about my smoking habit. In fact, it's something that I hide away from my family and friends because of how disgusting I feel whenever I pick it up. But it became a habit that I just couldn't let go, and it sucks. It's every time I just want to, I don't know, it just hurts. It hurts so bad. If you are in the same shoe as me, I just want to carry you along. I just have a feeling that smokers out there have this feeling, and you just can't let it go. If someone else sees you the way that you smoke, they feel like you enjoy, they feel like this is your food, something you cherish, but I know deep down within you, you just don't want to do it. It's just a dirty habit you picked up that you can't let go. This is how I feel. I am not proud of it. I know you're not proud of it, so let's get on this bandwagon. And if you're proud of it, this is not for you. But look here, we know the consequences of smoking. We know that smoking kills. Smoking causes lung cancer. It's right there on the pack. We just can't let go. We ignore the information right there. We just carry on. In fact, we are blind to it. This is me. A few minutes ago, I took my last stick of cigarette. I smoked, and that is because I said to myself that that's going to be my last. And this challenge is going to get us on. It's going to give a purpose to my podcast. I've been doing a lot of, you know, testing and running from my previous episodes. You don't have to listen to those, but this is our journey. This is the main aim. Smoking kills. How to quit. Join my journey. Join my challenge. Join it on Smash It. Smash smoking. Smash smoking. This is a new overview of this podcast. This is a new title. So just save it, you know, put it on your reminder every day. I'm going to tell you my journey. I'm going to tell you how I feel. I'm going to tell you what it feels like. I'm going to tell you how I'm able to pass it up. So the last thing I do, just like the first thing I do on the following day, I'm going to be dropping my podcast 11 p.m. Western African time. So that's GMT plus one. Just know, match it up with your time zone and hit it up on your reminder that every 11:30 p.m. you should expect a podcast from me about my journey, how smoking went, and I'm ready to read your mails that you've sent. So let's get on this. Let's get on this, guys. Smash it. Whoa. I'm hyped as I'm also waiting for the pickup call. My family are in church, and I'm waiting at any moment to go pick them up when they are done, because they are listening to the regular "This Year Is Your Year, This Year Is Your Year." I feel like as I'm saying this, it's going in sync with a pastor somewhere in his church and congregation telling his congregation that because on my time it is 12:14. You have 12:14. So by this time they are screaming, "It is your year! It is your year!" Man, but look guys, it is our year to quit smoking. That's what I'm about to tell you. So it is your year! It is your year! Look. See, something funny is really going on right now. I just plucked my mic and I'm hitting on this record already. I have not tested if what I've been saying has been recording. Man, if it hasn't, I just can't imagine the amount of work, jam, gold that I've dropped right here that is not recorded. I'm just gonna, Oh my God, but I just wish and I pray that this doesn't happen. I hope that everything that I've said goes through this mic and has gone through to be published. Oh no, no, no. But let us keep in mind, let me not waste too much of your time, because I know you found a new friend. And I found a new friend. I would like to know you. I would like to know where you are writing from, because we are about to quit smoking. Let's smash it. Once again, my name is Samuel Phillips. See you tomorrow, same time, right here. We're coming for you, smoke. Tobacco kills.